For many in the Omaha area, the return of Shakespeare on the Green may feel like a homecoming of sorts, reuniting with old friends in a familiar place. For some people, that's literally what the return means.
I had a phone call from a subscriber, and when I looked them up, I realized they're from out of state, West Coast out of state, and they want to sit with their friend, who literally, I'm not lying, are East Coast. Literally, let's meet in Omaha and go to the theater.
That's Brett Bernardini, the executive director of Nebraska Shakespeare. This is his first year with the company and his first year back in Omaha since he moved away as a child. He says that since coming back, he's been surprised at just how much Omaha has changed. A park he played in as a child, for example, is now a parking lot for a grocery store. In a similar way, Shakespeare on the Green this year will not be what audience members once knew it as, but Bernardini thinks the changes in this case have been for the better.
We've been asleep for 2 years. I don't know anybody who wakes up after sleeping 2 years and says, oh, there's a new me. No, you kind of need to brush your teeth and do your hair and put on some clothes.
While things might look different this year than they have in the past, audience members can expect to continue seeing new elements from the company in the future as well. Over the next decade, Bernardini says they hope to use Shakespeare to create a more just, equitable, and diverse Nebraska. 10 years from now, he says they hope to employ around 60 people, but promises that some things will remain the same.
Not be the same organization that we are, even though Shakespeare on the Green will be our signature for forever. In fact, no matter what we do, we will always do Shakespeare on the Green.
Bernardini acknowledges it's not going to be an easy goal to achieve. This year's season alone is going to take a total of $430,000, and all of that must come from donations. He says all of the work that goes into fundraising, though, will be worth it to achieve his personal goal for the company, to become the preeminent Shakespeare theater in the country.
I have often joked that Nebraska Shakespeare would be the love child of Chicago Shakespeare, Oregon Shakespeare, and Utah Shakespeare. If the three of them got together and had a baby, it would be Nebraska Shakespeare. Except Nebraska Shakespeare's going to be even better. That's what I want. That's what I'm going to get. Not going to stop till I get it.
With all of these big goals and a good deal of strategy still to be figured out, Nebraska Shakespeare has quite a ways to go to meet their 10-year goals. Whatever it takes to get there, Bernardini says what will remain most important are the reasons people gather at Shakespeare on the Green.
You can pick lots of reasons why people come. I think at the end of the day, it is that unquantifiable, that experience. How does it make me feel? What does it do for me? It gives you something intangible, but it leaves you wanting more.
The 2022 season of Shakespeare on the Green is now in session. And for show dates and times, you can find more at nebraskashakespeare.com. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Bree Smith.